Network Marketing 2.0, episode 112. For free marketing and training and resources, everything free, go to networkmarketing2show.com.
Live from the My Empire Pro Studio, it's the Network Marketing 2.0 Show with Ola Abitagu. It's time to upgrade your home business. Are you ready? Welcoming the host of the show, here's Ola.
Hey, my friend, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. On this episode, I want to talk to you about why network marketing scripts are whack. And here's a better way. Now, generally, sales scripts and things like that, why they're whack. And a better way, okay? If I learn anything from anyone with respect to closing or prospecting, okay? I learn a lot of my prospecting tips from two gentlemen, okay? I'll say three, okay? And the first person I learned it from was Mike Dillard. And the second person will be Cedric Harris. And the third person will be Jeffrey Combs. So make sure you check them out. I don't know if they have a podcast or if they have any materials out there. Just Google them. I do know that Mike Dillard has a podcast called Self-Made Man. But anyway, what I'm about to share with you is an evolution of what I learned from them back in 2009/10. Funny enough, I had been successful in business for, at the time, at least 4 years. You know, I had done my first $1 million, and you know, but it was good to see mentors put them into perspective. Even some of the things I was already using, naturally, I was able to put them into perspective and then see them more as a science and not just something you're doing because you have to do it, but more of something you're doing deliberately because of the skills. So that's all thanks to, yes, those three gentlemen. So Mike Dillard does have a podcast called Self-Made Man. But anyway, so I want to talk to you about scripts, okay? Generally speaking, people give you scripts to talk to a prospect. What do you say to them? How do you say it? What should you expect? What if they say this? What if they say that? And all of that, okay? And for me, today, I want to teach you what I know today and what I use today, okay? Essentially, I don't use script, okay? I've replaced script with a genuine interest in my prospect, okay? So it's a genuine interest in my prospect. Of course, there's something that I want out of the situation. I'm looking to do business, right? I'm looking to serve someone and in exchange for profits, okay? Clearly, right? So there's no need to shy away from that. And you know what? People know that too. Your prospect know this. But if you come from a genuine place, and that will allow you to give the most value, okay? That will allow you to give the most value. And a few episodes ago, let me see if I can tell you which episode that is. I shared with you the idea of form. So let me review that with you really quickly. I share with you the idea of using the formula form, and what it means is family, occupation, recreation, and then your message. Okay, family, occupation, recreation, and then your message. All right. So if you're looking to, you know, to really find out about a person, one of the things that's much more valuable to them is their family. And yeah, that would be episode 101. Okay. So if you go back to episode 101 and listen to that, you'll get the details of family or occupation, recreation, and message. So you find out about their family, find out about what they do, which is occupation, recreation, what they like to do for fun, and messaging. Now, you don't want to just ask. There's a certain way you ask. And the way you ask is unique to you and that person on how you met them in what scenario. And exactly how to determine that, I cover that on episode 101. But anyway, that's essentially what I've used to replace scripts, okay? a genuine interest in my prospect. Because first of all, I don't just want to plug people into my business. I want to make sure I plug in the right people into my business as partners. Okay. Now, as customers, it's just as simple as making sure that the value that you're offering fit what the customer wants. But when it comes to partnership, they're going to be working with you a lot longer than a customer, a typical customer, unless it's a continuity customer, in which case both of them kind of fit in the same box. You are literally paying attention to the market and you have respect. You got to have respect for what the market wants. Script, the idea of script, it's good. It's good to have a system in place. It's good to have something to work off of. But I want you to realize that you don't want to end up just continue to use script. When somebody hands you a script, you want to look at it and then find ways to personalize it, to make it yours, and then to find ways to use it to gain some more interest in your prospect. Find out more about your prospect. All right. So it's way better than using scripts because people can detect script. I still get calls, cold calls on my landline with people literally trying to spit script at me. It's a ton of. Granted, it could be because I'm a marketer myself and I'm a sales professional myself, but I can also tell, I also have enough self-awareness to know that it to be a turnoff for a regular person, okay? When you take a script, find ways to personalize it. Find ways to engage in a conversation that actually shows that you have interest in what the prospect wants. Okay, so that right there is a free tip for you on scripts. Either you're prospecting, you're inviting, it's essentially the same thing. Inviting essentially is the message that you're trying to pass, but that will be the last M on the FORM. You don't give your message until you find out something that you can relate to in their family, something that you can relate to in their occupation, what they do on a daily basis, something you can relate to in their recreation life, what they do for fun, right? That's how you're going to pass the message. So either you're inviting or you're just prospecting to collect leads or you're closing is the same thing. Essentially, the only difference would be the message, the end message of it. All right. That would be the only difference right there. If you're cold calling, it's a little bit different. You want to build some kind of rapport, right? You want to build some kind of rapport. So, for example, in the real estate world, you say, hey, you got your property. It's expired off the market, right? Were you trying to move? You ask questions to build some rapport and you shut up and you let them tell their story. That's how you build rapport. You ask deliberate questions designated for things like this. Then you shut up and you let them tell you, and that will automatically build the rapport you're looking for with that person. If that makes any sense, I know it does. Okay. So, but generally speaking, I don't do cold calling. Okay. I don't think you should either. There are better ways in the digital age to attract leads without cold calling. Okay. Without having to worry about do not call list. There are better ways. And a lot of it has to do with you delivering massive value into the marketplace. All right. But that will be a topic for another day. But just understand that value, 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 value. And that's the same thing. FOR is family, occupation, recreation. You're finding out as much information you can relate to by asking some really nice slick questions professionally, okay, without being like a robot, right? And then you deliver a message you deliver a message after you've given value, after you've shown your value to that market, to that piece of the market, to that prospect. Hopefully you've been enlightened, educated, and I'll see you on the next episode. Peace.
Are you ready to upgrade? Hey, Next2Nation, for show notes, recommended tools and resources, free training, and access to our highly sought-after Network Marketing 2.0 Deluxe book and other top producer courses, go to the website networkmarketing2show.com. That's networkmarketing2show.com.